All right, we have some breaking news, and it seems like Donald Trump is getting closer and closer to the correct position on the Russia-Ukraine war, but something about it is still so unsatisfactory, because he spent the past 8 or 9 months toying around, allowing Ukrainians to be killed en masse while he bullies Zelensky in the Oval Office, and then is really soft on Putin. And now, Trump sends out this tweet, essentially saying he's taking Ukraine's side, and he thinks that Russia should fall, that Russia is weak, that they are a, quote, paper tiger. And just to back up, objectively, I'm glad that Donald Trump is beginning to use this type of rhetoric. You guys know that I vehemently disagree with Trump on essentially every single policy position he holds. I think he is short-sighted, and he doesn't know anything about the Russia-Ukraine war. That being said, I can recognize when somebody is taking a position that is congruent with mine, and I can still be bothered that it took this long to happen, that he's this weak, and that he'll likely switch back within the next 24 hours. But let me read this statement and break down what's happened thus far in the Russia-Ukraine war since Trump took office. Because a lot of people don't understand, Zelensky has agreed to every single framework that Trump has laid out. Putin has denied every single framework that Trump has laid out. So it's actually surprising that it took 9 months for this master negotiator to realize, wait a minute, Vladimir Putin is not acting in good faith. When there was this awful minerals deal that Trump offered Zelensky, Zelensky took it. Even though he just got yelled at in the Oval Office, Zelensky took the mineral deal. Then Donald Trump offered a 30-day ceasefire to both sides. Zelensky took it. He laid down his arms and he said, I will do a ceasefire. I will do anything to end this invasion. Putin did not lay down his arms. He kept invading. Then Trump and Putin did a phone call. Putin said that he wants peace, and then Putin continued to drone strike the hell out of Ukraine at the highest level since the war started. Then Donald Trump invited Putin for a red carpet royale where they all, you know, had fun and ate and drank. And then Putin bombed Ukraine the next day. I mean, heading into that, Trump said that he was going to get the concession of a ceasefire or there would be severe consequences. There were no severe consequences. There was no ceasefire. So now you guys understand where I am. We have seen weakness, incompetence. Honestly, we've seen pro-Russia rhetoric for the past 8 months and beyond, but I'm just talking about the 8 months that Trump's been president, and now he flips on a dime? Him 180-ing on a dime is not a position of strength. This is just weakness. All of that being said, as I read this post from Trump, this is the closest he has gotten to being the proper position with Russia-Ukraine. I swear, this is the closest he's gotten. He said, after getting to know and fully understand the Ukraine-Russia military and economic situation, what do you mean you didn't know the full situation? You have access to the best briefings. I literally am a YouTuber who doesn't have access to the briefings you have, and I had this position when I was 20 years old, 2 years ago. Sorry, I'm getting worked up. But he said, after getting to know and fully understand the Ukraine-Russia military and economic situation, and after seeing the economic trouble it is causing Russia, I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. This is true. They can win it back. With time, patience, and the financial support of Europe, and in particular NATO, the original borders from where the war started is very much an option. Why not? Russia has been fighting aimlessly for 3.5 years, a war that should have taken a real military power less than a week to win. This is so true. I use this talking point all the time. Putin kept saying it was going to be a 3-day invasion. We're going to get to Kyiv in 3 days. It's like 3 years later, and their economy is teetering on the edge, on the brink. He says, Russia has been fighting aimlessly for 3.5 years. This should have taken any real military power less than a week. This is not distinguishing Russia. In fact, it is very much making them look like a, quote, paper tiger. A paper tiger is something that looks really tough and scary, but then you realize you can just crumble it up in your hands because it's made out of paper. When the people living in Moscow and all of the great cities, towns, and districts all throughout Russia find out what's really going on with this war, the fact that it's almost impossible for them to get gasoline through the long lines that are being formed, and all of the other things that are taking place in their war economy, where most of their money is being spent on fighting Ukraine, which has great spirit and only getting better, Ukraine would be able to take back their country in its original form and, who knows, maybe even go further than that. Putin and Russia are in big economic trouble. This is true. This is very true. And this is the time for Ukraine to act. In any event, I wish both countries well. We will continue to supply weapons to NATO for NATO to do what they want with them. Good luck to all. I want to break down this statement further in 1 second, but let me show you the moment that Zelensky is actually quite shocked when Trump, without hesitation, says yes, they will shoot down Russian jets over NATO airspace, which this is the position that you shouldn't have to, like, negotiate for a president to take this position. You shouldn't have to beg a president for 8 months to take the pro-America, pro-Ukraine, pro-Western position. And also the fact that Trump 180'd so quickly based on the last person that he talked to, I'm guessing, is also scary in and of itself. So I'm trying to weave this line throughout this video. I'm gonna get a lot of hate comments for both things that I'm saying. I'm saying, in one hand, Trump has stumbled onto the correct position. People are gonna get mad that I said that. But on the other hand, it's very scary that he probably doesn't actually believe this. He just, for the past 8 months, has been failing so hard, he's switching up his tactics. What Trump is doing here is trying to gain any sort of leverage over Putin, because what have I been saying on the show? The only way to end this war is to inflict maximum damage on Russia and Putin, whether that is militarily, whether that is economically, whether that is through support and weapons. Not going boots on the ground. I'm not saying we should go boots on the ground. I'm saying there are so many economic levers that we can pull to hurt Putin, and Trump hasn't been doing that. Let's watch this clip.
Any questions?
Mr. President, do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
That was a really, really important answer for Trump to give. Let me play it one more time so you can look at Zelensky's reaction.
Russian aircraft, if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Sir?
Even Zelensky looks shocked. Look at Zelensky whips his head over, like, wow. Here's why Trump gave this answer. Over the past few weeks, we have seen Russia testing both Baltic countries and Poland, more NATO countries. All these countries are in NATO, the Baltics and Poland. Vladimir Putin has been flying drones over Poland in order to test the limits of Western leadership. They then intercepted jets over the Baltics to test NATO leadership. Vladimir Putin is currently trying to stretch Article 5 as far as he can to see, you know, maybe NATO countries won't coalesce and respond to a threat. If Vladimir Putin can sufficiently push the boundaries and weaken NATO in Article 5, then they'll be leaderless. So the reason why Trump had to give such a firm answer here, in my opinion, this is my analysis, is likely because someone he talked to here at the United Nations General Assembly, the last person he spoke to, probably told him the actual reality of the situation. Trump has this thing where he agrees with the last person that he spoke to, and then he goes and regurgitates that. In this case, the last person that he spoke to must have pointed out a few key facts. Number one, the Russian economy is falling. The Russian economy is rapidly faltering, and this is only being accelerated by Vladimir Putin's war. In fact, they have turned the economy into a wartime economy. So if this war were to stop or slow down, it would actually hurt them. They are in a terrible, awful, lose-lose position right now. The only way they could get bailed out is if Donald Trump decided to bail them out with a ceasefire, lower sanctions, or, you know, do what they were planning on doing after the summit and just waiting it out. Like, the only way that Vladimir Putin could have survived this with Russia is if Trump allowed him to. But now Trump at least seems to be putting his thumb on the scale. Somebody else pointed out that Russia was supposed to win this, like, war in 3 days. They claimed they were going to get there in 3 days. That was 3 years ago. Trump has this, he's had this philosophy since he got into office that he thinks Russia is actually winning this war. He thought that Russia had all of the cards, as he said. You know, he looks up to Vladimir Putin a bit, so he was charitable to Putin and Russia. But the reality is, Russia's not winning this war. Yes, they have more territory, they've grabbed more land, they have more people, but those aren't indicators of winning. Russia is rapidly getting tired. Their economy is faltering, as I said, and they are 3 years into a war that they were not prepped for. So then Trump says, you know, the people of Russia are suffering, which is true. And he says, we can continue to spend money with Ukraine to fight Russia. This is the easiest yes ever. We sell weapons to NATO. We sell them. We make money off of it. And then NATO ends up giving that to Ukraine so Ukraine can fight our largest enemy. So a few things are achieved. Our biggest enemy is being taken down. Secondly, we're making money off of this. Thirdly, we're securing allies across Europe. Fourthly, we're showing that we are leaders on the global stage, at least ideally. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. This is one post from Donald Trump that happens to stumble onto the right position. People are going to get mad and say, Adam, you're missing the entire point here. Donald Trump is playing everybody. I don't think he's playing 4D chess. I honestly think he's a dumbass who is stumbling onto different positions as people inform him of things. And in this case, this is what we should have done from the beginning. Apply maximum pressure, because the only language Putin speaks is strength. He only responds to him being hurt via strength. if you're weak and you grovel at his feet, he's going to continue doing the invasion. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate my analysis, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. You can catch me tonight on CNN, Abby Phillips Show, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Peace out.